Hey, 1209 here, and I know I said that would be my last one, but listening back to my morning's ramble, there are a couple of points I do want to clear up before other people jump on them. When I said that, I think the phrase was tangibly transient, yeah, that was me being asleep, okay? It's a nice poetical thought, but no. The idea that podcasts are protected by some great thing that won't let them go commercial is transient, that holds. Tangibly transient, no, that's all cool. What was the other thing? I was listening to my own voice in the morning, and I gotta apologize for being so groggy. It was a combination of things, but I think for the most part it came off well. One of my coworkers did mention that there were a couple of slugs in there, and I'm just going to leave them for folks to pick up on and go with. I do want to talk a little bit about the guy jumping the bandwagon who rails on Adam Curry. I do want to say this. Adam Curry only has the cachet and the political capital, as GW would say over there, that you guys give him. So if no one listened to his show and no one found it interesting, he would not have the cachet to make or break a podcast. One of the things that vigilance requires is that you are listening to and supporting those podcasts which reflect who you are. So if Adam Curry has the cachet to make or break a podcast, God love him, and you can't hate him for that. If you want to do that yourself, go off and do it, man. Go off and make a really fantastically popular cast and you know, become the next kingmaker of casting. Adam Curry show I listen to from time to time. It does have some content, and he does have a style. It is kind of a, you know, 80s FM radio MTV style, but that's where he's from. I mean, even one podcast, he even heard his own voice from an old FM broadcast from one of the hit tests. I was kind of chagrined at how he found it and wanted to do something new. So I think even Adam is realizing that this new medium requires him to reinvent himself. And I think, you know, he kind of has. I haven't listened to the one where he did with his wife. That should be interesting. One of my coworkers also mentioned that I'm using the term podcast a lot on these little talks, and in real life, I don't really say the word podcast that much. In fact, one guy even clocked the number of times I said podcast and held it up to me and said, you really hate this word so much, you used it blah, blah, number of times. And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm talking to the podcasting community now, so I'm going to use languages that they understand. No biggie. Whatever. In normal life, I call them casts, so it's just what they are. Looking over my notes, that's about the only thing I really wanted to correct. A couple of linguistic foibles because it was morning, and tell Mr. Bandwagon guy that, you know, sour grapes are one thing, but, you know, actually go ahead and make a podcast that can rival Adam Curry, and be creative, and don't be so reactionary to what's around you. Just go and do your own thing. And now I'm going to take my own advice and officially end Mr. 1209, and yes, this will be the last 1209, I promise. And let the conversation go and get back to making casts and doing stuff. I'm looking forward to, you know, whatever people have to say about this. So, I also wanted to point folks to a particular cartoon that I noticed this morning. And let me see if I can get the URL here. It is, images.ucomics.com/comics/PRC/2005/PRC050305.gif. Once again, that's images.ucomics.com/comics/PRC/2005/PRC050305.gif. And that's a cute little comic someone sent me that heard me babbling this weekend and said, here, you need to look at this. And I did. It was funny. I agree. And because I'm beginning to become what that comic is talking about, I will now say thank you for all the conversation, continue on, and officially and finally, 1209, I'm saying, oh!